I think having rules, having boundaries, establishing like those checkpoints is going to keep your staff in flow as well.
Hey Slay, hey everyone, it's me Jay and I'm with my girl Nina. And welcome back to the No Stylist Left Behind podcast. We have to give a big shout out to our sponsors at Oligo Professional. Nina, I love you, bestie. You know, I ride with you on this podcast and you are starting to laugh because last podcast, everyone, as you know, my words were fumbling all the way through the podcast. It was hilarious. How are you today, bestie?
I'm amazing. I'm excited about our guest that we have. Yes. And that's why I did start laughing. And I listened to that. We both probably listened to it like 50 times because it was just so funny in terms of like, you're like, get. And then, of course, I just could not hold my laughter. But that's what we do. We just keep shit in this podcast because no editing. It is what it is. And we just kind of keep it rolling. So our special guest today
Tell us.
Magical.
Yes.
Truly, truly magical. We're really honored to have our guest with us today. And we're going to learn a lot of things today. And we're going to actually dive into five ways to attract clients. You know, not five ways, sorry, three ways. Can't give away the farm. Three ways to attract clients. Three ways really to kind of really dial in and grow your business. So our guest is the founder of Hair Biz and Beyond. She is also a leadership speaker and is the face of Biolage. And yes, we have Danielle Kiesling with us.
Yes, we do. Welcome, my friend. Welcome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for both of you for having me on this podcast. This is exciting.
Oh, yeah. And listen, I want to say something to you. It's a surprise celebration.
Oh boy.
Danielle, I find that you are such an inspiration to me and so many individuals in this industry of how you were able to adapt and evolve, right? And to lean into your artistry through many avenues in this industry. And I'm so excited to dig deeper with you on today's podcast. So thank you for your resilience and your sense of urgency to make it better for us in this industry.
Thank you. I mean, that's why I do what I do. Like I absolutely am crazy passionate about this industry. And, you know, the whole mindset that I have is, gosh, I really wish 28 years ago, because I've been doing this for 28 years. I can't even believe I'm saying that. I wish I had somebody like me to just take away all the pain and just expedite things and give the secrets away and just, you know, like why gatekeep? Why does it have to be that difficult? So that's kind of my mission. And it's been my philosophy for the last couple of years.
I love that.
And share a little bit. Listen, if you've been living under a rock and you don't know who Danielle is, we already know that you've been in the industry for 28 years, but just give a little, you know, glimpse of, you know, who you are, how you've become to do, you know, what you have been doing for the last, you know, probably 5-10 years, and just kind of like run us through a little bit about your life.
Yeah. So small town girl living in big city dreams. Like I live in a very small area in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. So I always tell people it doesn't matter where you live. Like it really doesn't. Like as long as you put your mindset to it, like you can do whatever you want. You know, I work for 4 major brands right now and about to drop another brand at the drop like the announcement. Not drop a brand, but add a brand. Add a brand
next
to the repertoire at the end of March. So I think that one of the things that I'm just super passionate about, though, is like evolving hairstylists and, in giving them, like, not just being like, oh, I work for five different brands and like, look at me and, you know, this is so great and I'm a rock star. Like, that's not what it's about for me. Like, it's really about like using my leverage at this point in my life to use my credentials and elevate people through that. So that's where Hair Biz and Beyond kind of evolved over COVID. And then it's just been like my passion. So, you know, I do a lot of Naha mentoring, and that's kind of where I shine, is in the photo shoot and editorial world. And so I've been doing a lot of that with Hair Biz and Beyond, as well as I've worn every single hat in this industry. So one of my biggest successes was selling my salon for a very, very good profit about 6 years ago, I think now. Yeah. And that led me back into having the time and the resource to go back into education and be more of an advocate again for the beauty industry. So I've done it all, and I feel like I can coach anyone with any avenue that they want to like go into.
We are here for it. We are here for you. And let's dive deep into ways our listeners, everyone out there listening, they can grow their business. And one thing that I love witnessing online and just in conversations and classes are there's always someone opening up their dream business. Yeah. Right? Yeah. It's always evolving into that. There's always a new, fresh point of view. And you have mastered, you know, really curating, you know, across the board from owning a salon to selling it. That's major, right? You have to curate and grow that brand to be able to sell it. So if you could speak to one specifically, a new stylist who are a stylist who is now a new owner, on ways that creates a brand image, a feeling. What is the curation of, you know, identifying the brand, and what are important to streamline that into your business?
Mm-hmm. So it's interesting you said, you know, stylist to owner. And I think every stylist is an owner.
Yes.
Like every single stylist, whether you own a salon or you don't, you own your brand. And what you specialize in and what you contribute to the industry is your brand, but you have to be very clear on what that looks like for you. You know, I have one of the first things that I ask people when, first of all, one of the first things that I used to ask people that would come and interview at my salon for a job was, what is your brand? And they would look at me and be like, I don't, what do you mean? And I'm like, well, what do you, like, what do you, what sets you apart? What makes you who you are? And they would just think that they had to answer every question right, like, to get the job. And really, I was just trying to understand, like, where do you fit into the puzzle of the staff that's already here and the culture we've already created? And if, is that something you actually like to do? Because there's so many hairdressers that are just like out there trying to keep up with like, keep up with the, you know, Joneses and keep up with what's going on, that they're not even doing what they like to do. They're not even specializing. They're just like trying to do everything and be everything for everybody, where I'm like, you can, just as social media has proven with influence and niches, hairstylists can have a niche and be wildly successful. And doesn't mean that you don't do other things, but, you know, like attracts like. And whatever you're putting out there in the universe of social media, Google, your website, like, you have the ability to change your business based off of that and ebb and flow in whichever way that you would really want to.
Mm-hmm. And listen, I think people forget this part. Like, this is like the foundation, you know, when you're thinking about growing a business, attracting new clients, you know, getting your target client into your business, like, with what you're talking about in your class, in your course, like, five ways to drive more customers into your chair. Well, you've got to know who you are first, and you have to know your unique, your uniqueness and what makes you stand out and what makes you special. Cause there's a lot happening, especially on social media. There's these days, there's a lot of noise. There's a lot of people doing a lot of things. And again, social media isn't the only way to grow a business. Actually, we're going to talk about that in a bit, but I think, you know, knowing who you are and having that solid foundation allows you to attract your target client. You know, you have to know who you are first. But on the flip side of it, for people who are listening that have a team, when you're looking to attract new stylists, you have to know who you are too. Because if you want to attract the right stylist, you have to be very solid in who you are first. So brand, obviously, number one. When we're going into number two, I think this is so important too. And we talk a lot about culture. It's like one of those words that gets thrown around a lot, you know, in our industry. Toxic culture, positive culture, have a great cult. Like there's so many things that are happening. But again, when you're thinking about growing your business and attracting the right clients to your business, how does your culture and environment, how does that come into play?
I mean, I think it's huge. So, you know, when somebody walks into your salon, there's an energy. And, you know, I think that you, like I said earlier, like attracts like. And so, you know, if you stabilize and address your culture, you're going to stabilize and address the people that come into the salon. If you're promoting positive energy and a place to like unwind and detox, and, you know, you don't have to be a spa, but you can promote that energy and you can have those positive vibes, and you're going to attract people that want to be in that environment. And those are the people that are easier to work with. Those are the people that you want, because they're not, they're there. Half the service experiences is literally like emotional and intellectual. It's not actual physical service, you know? So if you can conquer creating that perfect culture and, you know, understanding that energy ebbs and flows and like what you're putting out there is, you know, what's bringing back to you, that's where I think culture and like establishing boundaries is really, really important. I think having rules, having boundaries, establishing like those checkpoints is going to keep your staff in flow as well.
When you had your salon, did you have a commission space? Did you have a rental? Did you have a hybrid? What did that space look like?
So I am in an area that has like I would say 3% commission salons. Mm-hmm. And when I decided to open up my salon, I took the leap and I was like, I'm not going to open up a booth rental salon. It was a very bold move in this area, especially. And everyone was like, there's no way you're going to get people to work for you. And we ended up with, I had that salon for 7 years and we did way over $1 million gross every year. And after everything, and I was able to sell it for a very, very good profit. We had just very, very key points to you know, how we ran that place. It can be done, even if all odds are against you. And to this day, the woman who ended up buying the salon, she's killing it. Like, they've expanded the building two times, I think, already.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, and she's owned it since it was right before COVID she bought it. So
that's amazing. And I really love the conversation about, you know, streamlining your team. The culture is the team, right? Every individual that represents one united front, right? Mm-hmm. This is what we do here. This is how we make people feel. This is how we move and flow, like you were talking about, Danielle. And, you know, a leader has to stand in the front, but you also have to trust in the team and all of that. So I love all of those resources of check-ins and being available and anticipating and allowing your team to be a voice as well through the solutions with any discoveries that happen. I want to dig a little bit deeper into, what do you find are some resources that have helped you streamline, you know, being able to profit and gross over $1 million and be able to sell your salon? Like, how did you get the synergy, not only within the business, but to the community that you were within with your business?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, that doesn't happen overnight. We definitely, it was a lot of social media, and it was also giving my staff the ability to own that social media. You have to empower them, you know, and give them reasons to want to do that kind of stuff. And, you know, I think that it's celebrating. It's always, people take it for granted a lot. You know, just that little bit of massaging and what it means to like be a leader and to really celebrate and grow your staff. And you just think like, oh, they're like me. Well, they're not like you, because you're the entrepreneur, and that's why you own the salon. And they don't want to be, maybe they do, maybe eventually they will, but in that moment, they're not the entrepreneur. They don't think like that. They don't operate like that. So you have to like be able to take yourself out of your own head and figure out like what makes them tick. And every single one of them is totally different.
What are some, we talked about social media, about like that was like a big heavy momentum of like getting the brand identity out there. Are there other areas of focus that maybe one or two that really helps solidifies a brand image and building loyalty for clients coming into your salon and allowing you to be trusted as an advisor for them?
Yeah. So I have a big thing with Instagram and Meta. And I, for as much as I do love it and use it, and you know, it's just, it's not the end all be all. And I think that in our industry, especially, we got very, very reliant on Instagram, especially. And now like TikTok, you know, I'm seeing a lot of, but I coach a lot of hairstylists. And one of the first things that we talk about when they come to me for brand and for business is, I'm like, what's your brand look like and where's your website? And I think it's really important because there are so many tools, and I talk about that in my course, that you can use that are free of charge, that you can implement, that are connected to Google, connected to your website, connected to local channels, that will drive so much business into your salon without Instagram, that are SEO optimized, which is search engine optimization, which now Instagram is starting to implement and TikTok is starting to implement. But it's, these are things that have been out there for a long time that we just don't really think about because we're so programmed to like open up and scroll every day. And you know, once they're implemented, they just stay and they work. But these are a lot of free things out there that you can do to grow your business that everybody should be doing this.
It's kind of like, remember when Instagram went out for like, twice, where like everything shut down, and it kind of gave us a little bit of a glimpse of like, hey, what would you do? I actually did a reel about this, like, or an email. What would you do if your total business was on Instagram and it shut down completely? Like, we've had two of these little shutdowns. How are you going to communicate with your clients? So I believe that Instagram is so important. TikTok is important. Facebook is important. But there are other ways that you can grow your business, whether it be through email marketing campaigns, through business-to-business partnerships, referral programs. There's other ways that you can grow your business that are not going to be on a platform where who knows if it's going to be shut down, you know? So really protecting yourself. I think, you know, I love that you did bring that up because it is protecting yourself and your assets and what you're building. When you, because you talked about, this is just a little hint of what you have going on with your course, and your course is called Five Ways. Is this the course, right? 5 Ways to Drive More Customers into Your Chair.
Yeah.
where do people find this course? Where can they find you? Can they reach out to you? You know, I live in my DMs. So where can people find you? Too. Website, drop all the things just in case they are interested and they want to learn a little bit more.
Yeah. So obviously our website is Hair Biz and Beyond. So it's hairbiz&beyond.com. And you'll find the programs on there. We have a lot coming up. Most people were like, wow, you dropped a business program to be your first program because I'm known to do a lot of photo shoots and editorial, but we are working on that. Those will be dropped as well.
Yes.
We have lots of education coming up. I'm like working with tax planners and financial advisors and it's like on the business side of it and then the hair side of it, photographers, and there's just lots and lots of things going on that will be coming in soon. And then also as well as on Instagram, of course, Hair Biz and Beyond. Follow us on there and DM me if you have any questions. And then my own personal Instagram is also connected to it, which is Danielle Kiesling, which is my name. And yeah, just leave me a message and let me know what I can do to help because that's what I do.
Yes.
Sweet. Love it. Thank you so much for sharing your insight and your knowledge and, you know, you said 28 years, I'm right behind you, 27 years. And every time I say it, I'm like,
crazy. I'm
getting up there in my age, but hey, right. It's all good. I think, you know, being in this business for so long, there is a different mindset that we have to have because what worked 10, 15, 20 years ago just isn't working anymore. Mm-hmm. And so you have to be open to change and you have to be open to learning things about your brand and your culture and, you know, other ways that you can really grow your business aside from using Instagram. So thank you so much for joining us. Make sure you give her a follow on Instagram. Make sure you follow It's Mr. J. Ladner, myself at Nina Tullio, our sponsor at Oligo Pro, and check out, you know, her course and everything that you have going on. And I know you have some big news that's going to be dropping in March. So stay tuned for that. And thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
for joining
absolutely.
Us. We appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Listen, guys, if you learn anything from listening to us today, please know that it is okay to live in your truth and remember to always live your life out loud. See you next time.